Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello guys, welcome back for another week of the Solo Nick podcast, coming to you on Easter Monday this week instead of Sunday, obviously with the Monday afternoon game there out at Bankwest Stadium. Wanted to wait till all of the games of the weekend were over before recording this, so it is done, 8 games in the books for round 6 and the podcast is back. Decent week for myself this week. Last week I ended up on 11.36, which put me in 8.78th overall. This week at 12.80, so some really good performances by my boys this week, which I'll go through, but decent score. I'm hoping to jump back up into the top 400 or 500 following that. Some of the leagues that I'm in, just to give you an idea of what I think is par, our Young Legends League, the average score is 1,201. That's the 31st ranked league. And the SC Talk Parker League, which is the 16th ranked league, is a 1,218 average. So I think it's somewhere in the low 1,200s. Anything with a 12 in front of it, you're probably going to rise up the rankings, you know, unless you're in the top 50 or 100 or so. But that's where I think it's at this week. Big head-to-head win for me over Wilfred. Just absolutely pumped him this week. I checked it this morning and I still had Gutho and Madison to play and I already had him covered by a point. So it's just a cruisy win over Wilfred this week. Nothing too much to be excited about there. He's got some real issues with his team that he needs to work on. Enjoyed the long weekend. Unfortunately, you know, it's back to work and back to school and everything tomorrow, isn't it? But yeah, good to have a few days off. All right, let's get into the round 6 action. Quite a few injuries again this week. Couple of more relevant ones. Not an injury as such, but Nakora's accepted a one-match ban for a suspension, so he'll be out of all of our centre wings this week and we'll need to find adequate cover there in the form of Cherry or Okumbor or the like. So that's a suspension that's going to affect everyone there. Nakora out for a week. Ryan James has done his ACL, it looks like. His season's probably over, it would appear, so potentially could be more minutes for Arrow, you know, who needs to show us something to warrant us holding him in our sides. Jai Whitbread could be the real beneficiary there. He's a 180k rookie who played his second game this week, unfortunately, not his first game, so he's going to be on the bubble next week along with Payne Haas. So one to watch there in terms of team lists for the Titans. What do they do with that Ryan James position, and does Jai Whitbread go into the starting lineup? Kiri suffered a HIA in a short turnaround to a Thursday night game this week for him. In the game this afternoon, Parramatta versus Tigers, there was a number of HIAs there. Alvaro went off in the first hit-up of the game and didn't return. Farrah had a HIA early in the first half and didn't return. Garner had a HIA in the second half, but he did return, thankfully. Still didn't really score too much, and he's a sell for me this week. But at least he did return to chip in a few more points. Fusatua suffered a ribs injury and he's in doubt. Nick Meaney had a really bad finger dislocation. He's in doubt for this week. Adam Elliott with the ribs as well was a late inclusion into the starting lineup for the Dogs in place of Reece Martin. Unfortunate for Martin owners there and people, you know, people who were looking to bring him in leading up to the bye over the next few weeks he's really got some question marks on him at the moment, but Elliott's got some rib injuries there, which we'll get more information on during the week. Dean Farre's done a hammy. He's going to be out for 2 to 4 weeks for the Panthers. And Kevin Proctor from the Titans was a late withdrawal due to a hip complaint for the Titans. So he didn't take part in that game. He was a very late withdrawal, actually, in the warm-up. So a few injuries there. Nakora's out for a week. Ryan James done for the season. And a few HIAs there to see if the boys will pull up for this week. Okay. Let's go through the hits, and it all started on Thursday night. The first half of this game, Sharkies versus Panthers was a bit of a bludger. Sean Johnson, that was the worst half of footy I've ever seen him play. I actually went to bed at halftime because Nakora was on about 7. Cherry hadn't done anything. Fifi was going well and Cleary was going pretty well, but I've been sick for about a week and I've had a constant headache for over a week. So went to bed at halftime thinking that, oh, well, here we go again, another crappy weekend of Supercoach. Woke up in the morning to twin 70s from Cherry and Nakora, which was excellent. Cleary almost turned up with a 96, and then Fifi went over 106. Great. So, you know, really good start to the weekend there from those four boys. It carried on with Cam Murray, another good score there, 72. Cook as captain with a 69, that was okay. Would have liked another 10 points or so, would have been good, but 69's not too bad. Gutho with an 83, pre-updates, I love Gutho, just love him. Lachlan Burr, 75, excellent score by Burr there, included a really nice line break. I actually made a last-minute decision to play him ahead of Garner, which obviously has netted me about 40 points, so that was a great move there. Ponga, another 80, another score in the 80s with an 83, so even though his team is absolute garbage, he's putting in work and putting in numbers, which is good. And then John Bateman, I mean, what more can you say about the bloke? 101, he's just been an absolute beast, and he plays the first bye. I mean, does it get any better? Not too many misses this week. I played Tavita Harris Tavita. So I played Tavita Harris Tavita this week for a 44 over Reed Marnie. So Marnie's been in my team every week so far this year. And of course, he scores a try today with a couple of other attacking stats for a 77. And I play CHT in place of him for 44. Cost myself 30 points there, which I'm a bit annoyed about. And it's been a bad decision to sell Sean Lane a couple of weeks ago. I think long-term, let's see how it plays out long-term. I think it'll still be the right move. I sold him for Burgess, but I'm pretty sure Lane outscored Burgess last week, and he definitely outscored him this week with a really nice try. I think he had another line break as well in there, Sean Lane. So, yeah, would have been a better decision to just hold Laney, have the cash in bank, and you know, wait to get Burgess. But, you know, what are you going to do? No other misses for my team this week. Yeah, good scores all round. Some of the other guys, like, you know, Teddy's in the 50s, but what are you going to do? You can't be too upset with Teddy, with what he's done so far this year. Trbojevic in the 54, you know, a little bit lower than you would have hoped. Maddo with a 56 today, and a team that got absolutely pumped is pretty decent, to be honest. CNK, 54, not too bad. Even the bench guys, Corey Allen put in work to score 54. He'll get a bit of a bump now. Ockenbore only had 19. Came in with a BE of negative 54, so he's still going to go up by about 50k, and he'll be 325, but he'll have a break-even. Oh, I haven't done the maths, but he'll have a break-even probably around about 30 to 35 this week. So at 325k, he's seen a couple of really good price rises in the first 2 weeks, but he may not see 400k at this rate. Ravalawa, 32. I'll talk about him a bit later if I can possibly move him on this week. I don't know if I'll be able to, but it'd be great if I could. Flegler started for the Bronx at lock, 45, not too bad for him. And Garner, 32, like I said, had the HIA. He's done his job this year. He'll probably more likely than not be the one that I sell this week instead of Ravalawa. But we'll see what happens during the week. But yeah, that's it. Not too many misses this week, which I'm pretty happy about. All right, let's jump through some of the other more interesting scores this week. Obviously, leading into the round 12 bye, which is now only sort of 5 or 6 weeks away, teams that play that round 12 bye are the Panthers, Manly, the Eels and the Rabbits, the Dogs and the Raiders, and the Titans and the Cowboys. So if you look through these players from these eight teams, if you exclude the likes of Cook, Gerbo, DCE, and just exclude Turbo for now, they're the origin players or the injured players. You've got the following guys who average over 60 or have the ability to average over 60. So from the Raiders, we've got Fisher Harris, Tarmow, and Kikau. For Manly, we've got Fanua Blake, who's suspended at the moment, and Marty Tapau, who's averaging mid-50s. For the Eels, you've got Gutho, Fergo, Paulo, Mitch Moses, whose average should be up over 60 after that huge game today, and then Sean Lane. For the Rabbits, you've got Cody Walker, Burgess and Murray. For the Dogs, we've got Reece Martin, Okumbua. Their averages could be below 60 after their performances this week. And then Tolman, who's in the mid-50s. For the Raiders, we've got Bateman and C&K. For the Titans, we've got Arrow, potential shot at origin there, and Brian Kelly, who's not far off. And then for the Cowboys, we don't have anyone. I've excluded Maguire and Morgan because I believe that they'll probably be selected for origin. So there's a few names there who people should start looking at. You know, you've probably got Fisher-Harris, Kakao, Depau, Paulo, some of the lesser-owned guys here, Reece Martin, Tolman maybe, Sean Lane, he's quite highly owned still. You know, those sort of guys. A lot of people have already got your Guthos, your Burgess, your Murray, your Bateman, your C&K, your Arrows. I've got those sort of six guys who are going to be probably sort of your, you know, your stable six, and then you try and fill in maybe three or four of these other guys around there and pair that with four or five cheaper players, and you've got your 15 or so for round 12. So keeping that in mind, some of the other players to talk about this week. I mentioned SJ earlier, 78 points in the end, but that first half was the worst half of football I've ever seen him play, so that's an arsey 78 points. JFH had a 57 and Kickout a 38. Cam Smith, 80 points, really led the Storm back into that game in the second half against the Roosters. Round 12 bye, so he will be a round 13 option, especially for people like myself who have got Marnie. Make sure you're ready to make that move in round 13. Marnie gives you the coverage in round 12, playing for the Eels, and then in round 13, bang, Marnie to Smith, done. Your hookers are locked in, you're done for the year. Crichton managed about a 58 or so, I think it was, pretty close to a 60. RTS, 78, does not play the first bye, but he's getting pretty hard to ignore when he just keeps bumping out these scores. Josh Maguire in 81, just putting in work in Lolo's absence like we said he would. The Cardi party, hey, got a TALBA for that little inside ball to Michael Gordon to get himself up to 64 points. Yeah, he's been okay for owners, I'll admit, he's been okay. Clemmer, 66, again, doesn't play 12 and probably plays Origin, so it's getting to that point where you can't really bring him in. You know, in a couple of weeks' time, you've probably got to go this week if you want him. BJ Leilua, Rob Sutherland from the Daily Telly mentioned his name, had a 94 this week. I think he's averaging sort of mid-50s. He's sort of scooting under the radar a little bit, old BJ, this year. Averaging 53, I think he only had one score under 50 so far with a BE of 28. Priced at under 500k and plays the first bye. He could be a Ravalawa upgrade. You know, that's probably only going to cost you about 150k to get up to BJ. So, yeah, like I said, shout out to Rob Sutherland for mentioning old BJ, but, you know, getting me, reminding me to take a look at him. Jack Bird from the Bronx snuck through with an 80 try, a couple of line breaks. He's been going well. He's been a good buy for owners. And Payne Haas, 74, played the full 80 minutes. Every man and his dog should have Payne Haas in their team this week, if not already. Mitch Moses today for the Eels with a 132, just knocking out a massive score. A try, three try assists, a line break, two line break assists, two forced dropouts, a field goal for some reason, and seven goals. Just a monstrous score from Mitch Moses. That could upgrade as well. Could upgrade, and he does play that round 12 bye. Isan Masters does not play round 12 and only had a 43 today. He came into the game with a BE of 106. So scored 60 less, times that by about 800 or so roughly. So he's going to drop in price by 48k. He's going to be only about 540k at the end of this week with probably a pretty high break even again. So again, maybe he's a wait to around 13, but he'll be cheap in the coming weeks. DCE, just jumping back to the Saturday night game, Dragons and Manly, where Manly got absolutely robbed of a chance to tie the game at the end. DCE with a 91 just keeps pumping out scores, but he's origin bound, I would suggest, so probably not an option at this stage. Corey Waddell, knocked up a 77. Very nice score there. Very nice score for owners. He's sort of a cash cow that snuck under the radar a little bit. 206K, break even of 13. So he scored a 77. So it's about 65 over his average times 800. It's about 50K, just over 50. So he'll be around about that 260K mark now, which is very nice. And he'll come in with another low break even this week because that 11 from round 4 has rolled out of his rolling average. So he'll be up over 300, 350 very soon. Marty Tapau, mentioned his name earlier, only had the 53 today, and whilst he does play that round 12, I'm just not sure on old Marty. I'm just not seeing it at the moment. 569, break even was 92, so he's going to drop by about 30k. He'll be around about that 540k mark with the potential to drop maybe even further. He's been pretty consistent with 43, 73, 71, 54, 48, 53. I just don't think you need to get him in yet. I think you can just ride the likes of Burr, Cardi and co. And just wait to closer to the bye to see if he can rediscover some form. Because at the rate he's going, his season average is only going to be, if you include this 53, his season average is only about 56, 55. And it's not keeper material. It's not keeper material unless he can get that up into the mid-60s. So even though it gives the buy coverage, I don't think you need to jump on yet. I think you can just wait until closer to the buys to make your move on to Tapau. And because of that reason, I was planning on going Garner to Tapau or Kikau or JFH this week. None of them particularly impressed me, though, and I think, like I said, I'm going to wait until a bit closer to round 12 to bring those guys in. So what I'm going to do this week is Napa to Haas. I've still got Napa sitting there. He's probably at least 4 weeks away still, so you've got to get Haas this week. And I'm going to go Napa to Haas to generate some cash to then go Garner out. I will slide Ockhambore down to my second row, and then I will slide Corey Allen down to my centres, and then I'll get RTS into my side. I think I can do that. I've got Ockhambore there, yep. I've got Nakora and Bateman as well, but I want to keep them in centre wing. So Ockhambore, you're going down to second row. Garner, you're going out, and Allen, you're going down, and then RTS, you're coming in. So Napa out, Haas in, Garner out, RTS in. So that'd give me a bench. So my starting pack would be Cook, Burgess, Fifita, Trbojevic, Arrow, Murray, with coming off the bench Haas, Madison, and Burr, probably. Haas, Madison, and Burr, with Marnie, Flegler, and Ockhambore still there. So Marnie or Burr is that option for that last fourth bench spot. But Haas and Madison would be in my 17 every week. And then back line, I've got Cleary and Ponga starting in the halves with CHT and then Dylan Brown. I won't need to play either of those two. In the centre wings, Bateman, CNK, Nakora and Gutho. That'll be my starters with Cherry, Ravalawa and Allen on the bench. So I'll probably have to slide Cherry in there this week with Nakora being out, obviously. And then fullback would be Teddy with RTS being in my 17. So RTS, Haas, Maddow and Lachlan Burr would be my bench. So I think I'm setting up pretty well. I do need to take a look at round 12 a little bit more. I think I'm probably only sitting on about 10 players or so at the moment. I'd like to get that, especially since I've saved six trades so far this year. I'd like to get that closer to 15 or 16. So we'll keep an eye on that. Hopefully some cheapies emerge that I can downgrade Ravalawa and Ockhambore play. So I'll be holding him probably. But hopefully there's someone I can downgrade Ravalawa to, maybe downgrade Flegler to as well. And maybe turn Burr into someone like Reece Martin or just looking at this list here, Reece Martin or Fenua Blake maybe, or even Tapau a bit closer to the time, or Kikau with JFH, one of those guys. But I'll be looking to turn Burr into one of those guns that plays round 12. All right, that's it for now. Less jokes this week, more serious. It's the time of year where you've got to get a bit more serious. Wen-In's out of the country, so I'll be back with JT for the Wednesday night podcast this week as well.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.